This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Marge Deffenbaugh. She's the managing and artistic director for the Geriatric Theater, and Rich Minster, public relations manager. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with talking about this year's production, which is The Boarding House. And Marge, we'll let you talk about the storyline as far as The Boarding House, as you are the director.
Well, I'm not going to give too much away, but the story in this particular play, we do have a lot of, eccentric characters. And certainly I have the right people to play those parts. They're doing a magnificent job. I'm having a lot of the regulars back. Now, this year's production has fewer in the cast. In the past, I've tried to find shows that had a larger cast because over the years, we've added a lot of people to our troupe, which is good, but it is very difficult. That's one of the challenges, to find a play that is appropriate for geriatrics, you know, and that does include a lot of people. It's also a little more difficult to work with a larger cast. This year we only have 11, and but they are doing a magnificent job. The boarding house, of course, we're trying to set it around in the 50s. I don't think boarding houses are too popular, you know, anymore. But I think that anybody that would come to this show is going to enjoy it tremendously.
Actors this year, you said they're down a few this year due to the nature of the production. Some of the main characters this year
are, of course, an old standby, Don Hamilton. He plays a type of wannabe writer. Okay. And then we have Dick Spohr, who changes personality throughout the play, which is very interesting. We have a hypochondriac. That's Mary Spurgeon. And Claudia Malin always plays the weird one, you know, the psychic. Okay. Unfortunately, I think there are times I've been accused of typecasting. But if you've got the people that can play those parts, that's what you want.
Any new additions this year?
I do have one new addition. It's Rick Stennett from Gillespie. He was a former policeman over there, and he's come over and really seems to enjoy it. His part isn't huge, but then he does have fun with it.
Traditionally, geriatric theater has featured a dinner and a performance. Rich, this year there's going to be, I guess we could say, a major change where people can still go to the dinner theater, but also this year you can get a ticket to the performance only, and maybe you'll talk about that change.
The original vision that John Russell and Jim Brooks had is that this geriatric theater event would be a nice way for people to get out in the town, have some fun, see a play, a comedy, and laugh, and have a nice dinner at a very affordable price. Now, for the last probably 5, 6, 7 years, we've had people who have come to the door the night or the afternoon of a play, in the case of a matinee, and said, "Can I get in to see the play?" Well, of course you can. You know, we're not going to say, "No, you have to go back and get dinner." That'd be silly. But we never advertised it. We never promoted it because it was a dinner theater event. Well, it still is. But this year we're advertising and, quote, allowing people to buy in advance a ticket at one of the ticket outlets for just the show. There were a few people, enough people, I guess, who said, "Well, I can't eat what you serve. It's a big buffet, and even with a vegetarian entree, I really can't do that because of diet restrictions." Or, you know, "We always eat much later than that, and I can't tolerate, you know, eating that early." Whatever the reasons, there are enough people. We said, okay, we're going to sell $10 tickets for the show only. That's in advance, or it's at the door. If you go to the door the night of the play or the afternoon, you're taking a chance that it'll be sold out, but you can still walk in and pay your ticket $10. The rest of the folks will be paying $20 for the big buffet and for the play.
The buffet this year, anything you want to talk about as far as items?
We're going to have a couple of good hearty entrees, pulled pork for one, chicken breast for another. There's always a vegetarian option. There'll be side dishes, a lot of side dishes, salads, rolls, desserts. It's a good hearty, is the best way I can describe it. It's a good hearty meal.
Now, as far as performance dates, what do we have?
We have Friday, August 10th. The dinner is in the DiMuzio Center at Blackburn. That's the main campus center. That'll be at 6 o'clock and the play at 7:30. Saturday, the same thing. The buffet dinner at 6, the play at 7:30. On Sunday, the dinner lunch or brunch is at 12:30 and the play starts at 2 o'clock. And DiMuzio Center is kind of kitty corner to Bothwell, where the play is performed, and it's about a 15-second stroll from one to the other. Both are air-conditioned, so it's nice and comfortable.
And there is a deadline as far as the people who want the performance-only ticket. As you said, they can show up and maybe get a ticket, but
that's
it could
correct.
Be sold out. But as far as if you want to reserve a ticket, deadline?
As of Monday the 6th, we have to have a count in to the folks who are catering the buffet dinner. So the 6th is when the sales will stop for the $20 ticket to the buffet and the performance.
Rich, anything different for us this year's Geriatric Theater you'd like to bring up before we end the program?
The other thing that's kind of different is we're going to have a comedy performance before the play, and then again at intermission. Before, we've always had a little bit of an introduction and some jokes during the intermission, but this time it's going to be a little bit more, I don't want to say official, but a little bit more planned and involved than in the past. So that'll be something different. So anybody who's going to the show, you don't have to rush through dinner, but do try to get there a few minutes before the start time of the play.
And tickets now available. Where are they at?
Tickets are available at CNB Bank and Trust in Carlinville, Michelle's Pharmacy, and the Public Library in Carlinville, and at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie.
I'd like to thank Rich Minster and Marge Deffenbaugh for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.